All right, so we're learning about mechitzos. All right, so we start with the Mishnah here, and Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. So the partial case with mechitzos: if I have an area and I put up a mechitza that's yutfachim high and it's solid on all four sides, I have a rishus hayachid. There's no problem. But you don't really do things go so smoothly. Many times you've got a mechitza and you have gaps in there. So that's what we're going to deal with tonight. What's the issue with gaps, with openings? So the Mishnah on Erin Daf Tezvav Amud Beis says as follows: Shayara shechanso bebika vehikifu klei behema. So you have a caravan traveling, and of course they have to stop occasionally, and they're in a bika, meaning there's an open valley. So there's no mechitzas there. So it's not a rishus harabim, it's a karmelis, but you can't carry in a karmelis either. So how do they create the mechitzos? They use either behemoths themselves or the kalim from the behemoths. So metaltal in besocha.
So you can the walls of the valley don't count.
No, so the assumption is that it's an open valley.
Open valley, not,
yeah, the
not
assumption is that there's no four-sided hills or anything. So you use either the behemoths, you can even use behemoths if you're tying them down, or the kalim that the behemoths are carrying, because in the middle of the bikkur, where are you going to find materials here to create a mechitza? So you can use any of these things. And the Mishnah has a qualification, though. Okay, we would have known this ourselves. As long as the wall that you create, or the fence that you create, is at least a sarat fachim high, about 40 inches high. And furthermore, the lo yehi pirtzos yeseros al habinyan. Now, what are pirtzos? Pirtzos are gaps or openings. So I'm going to create these mechitzas now using various kalim that I happen to have with me. Do they have to be connected all the way around, or can there be gaps between the various kalim that I'm using to make the mechitza? So we see here that you can have gaps, as long as the gaps, the pirtzos, are not more than the binyan. What does that mean, the binyan? The binyan is the built part of the mechitza. Okay, so as long as the gaps are less than the built up part of the mechitza, that is good. All right, and we're going to see a lot of details on that. Look in Rashi, right below Lo Yehei Pirtzos Yiseros Al Habinyon. V'afilu Heim Pirtzos Ketanos Pichusos Mi Erser. Okay, I'm sorry, let's just read the next piece of the Mishnah to be able to understand this Rashi. The Mishnah continues, called Pirtzos Shehike Eser Amos Muteres. So, okay, we can have gaps, as long as the gaps are not greater than the binyan itself, but each individual gap also has an upper limit. What's the upper limit? 10 amos. So it's about 18 feet, okay? Figure about 18 feet. So if the gap is up to 18 feet, it's okay. But mei shehi kepesach.
It's a pretty big gap.
Okay, you can have an 18-foot gap. What's the sfara? Why can you have a gap of 10 amos? So the Mishnah says, because it's like a Pesach. Because even when you have mechitzos, right, you have openings, you have doorways, you have gates. So a typical opening is 10 amos. So up to 10 amos is not considered a pirtza, it's not considered a gap, but rather it's considered an opening, and a Pesach is part of the mechitzos. Yes, a mikan osur, but the minute that it's more than yuramos umashahu, then already it's considered a pirtza, even if the total amount of binyan is going to be more than the pirtza. Let's say the pirtza is yud aleph amos, and let's say the binyan is yud beis amos. So I have Yud Beis Amos, Binyan, and Yud Aleph Amos, Pirtza. So I would think that's good because the Binyan is Yeser Aleph Pirtza. No. If the Pirtza itself is more than Yud Amos, it doesn't matter how much the Binyan is, in the entire mechitza is no good.
So you can space the camel at the mamos.
Exactly. So you got to be careful how you space the kalim or the camels or whatever it is. Now let's look in Rashi. Lo yehi pirtzos yaseros al binyan, va'afilu heim pirtzos ketanos pechusos me'eser. So in other words, even if the pirtzos are less than 10, so Rashi is telling you another way. Let's say each pirtzos is 4 tfachim, okay? And the binyan is going to be much more than that. So if the small pirtzos, though, add up to, let's say, you have 4 pirtzos of 4 tfachim, or 4 amos each, that's 16. And the total binyan is 15. So even though each pirtzah was a small pirtzah, it's considered a Pesach, since the total binyan is less than the total pirtzah, then that's no good. So we see that we look at this globally also. You can have pirtzos less than Eser, but if the pirtzos add up to more than the total binyan, that's also no good. So we have two disqualifications here. One is if any individual pirtza is more than yud amos, that's number one. And the second disqualification is if the total pirtzos are greater than the total binyan. The lashon in the Gemara is, instead of binyan, they use the lashon omed with an ayin. We'll see in a minute, which means omed. And for pirtza, they say parut. So if Omed meruba al haparut, the Mishnah says that's good, as long as each pirtza is not greater than yud amos. But parut meruba al haomed, if the pirtzos, the total pirtzos, even though each individually they're less than yud amos, if the total pirtzos are greater than the total binyan, then that's no good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next Rashi called Pirta Shika Esther Mutaris Papnesha Hika Pesat Vishihei the Omed Rav Alehem. Okay, again, obviously, even if the Pirtzos are not more than Esser, then that's good. But again, as long as the total Omed is more than the total Pirtza. Yeser Mikana Sura. But if it's more than 10 Amos, Pirta Achas Oseris Kola Hekef Afilu Kulo Omed. Okay, as we explain, that if you have one pirtza that's yud aleph amos, even though the hekev could be 100 amos, the entire hekev is no good because of this gap of yud aleph amos. Right, the next piece of Gemara is on Daf Yud Amud Beis in Erevin. It's a whole separate sugya, but what interests us is, you see the underlined area? So there the Gemara introduces something as follows. Shiny hacha, the asa avira de haigisa. What's avira de haigisa? The air, avira is the air of this side, va avira de haigisa, and the air on the other side, umivatale, and they cancel out what's in the middle. What's an example of that? So look at here you see the diagrams, aleph. They're not as professionally done as in your book there, you know. But these are all linear, you know.
I got a B in art.
Got a B in art. Okay. You got a B in art.
I got a Z.
Z. Okay. All right. So what is Avira de Haigisa of Avira de Haigisa? So in parentheses, you see a pirtz of 9, right? In Aleph. Look at the first diagram. So it's less than Yud Amos, correct? So that's okay as a pirtza. Then you have an omed of 6, but then again you have a pirtza of 9. So that's avira de haigisa. In other words, the avir of one side and the opening of the other side
is more
together than the middle omed. So the mevatel, the middle omed. Okay. Now look at the next example, and you're going to tell me, is this good or is it not good? So look in Bayes, So I should have given you the total. The total is, if we add 9 plus 5 is 14, plus 9 is 23, plus 40 is 63. There are 63 units here, 63 amos along this area, correct? Of the 63 amos, right, how many amos are Omed? Omed is the...
45.
So is it Omed Meruba Al HaParetz?
Yeah.
So Omed Meruba Al HaParetz is good. It's a good mechitza. So what we have here, no, not everybody has a diagram in front of them. So you have a Pirtz of 9, you have an Omed of 5, you have another Pirtz of 9, and then you have an Omed of 40. So if we look at this globally, right, if we look at this globally, you, as you said, it's Omed Meruba Al HaParetz. Is there another way of looking at it, though?
Well, it's the same as we did before.
Exactly. So that's the question, and this is really Machlokas the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Mishnah Brura. If you look at the Pirtz of 9 and the Omed of 5, and then again the Pirtz of 9, then the case of Asa Aviro de Haikisa, of Aviro de Haikisa, Umavata Lele Michitaso. So really what happens is you have this whole area, 9 Pirtza, 5 Omed, 9 Pirtza, is considered no Michitza because of Asa Aviro de Haikisa, for Haikisa. How much total is there?
23.
9 and 9 and 5, it's 23. So if I look at that as 23 of Parot, so now, is it Omed Meruba Al HaParetz or Paretz Meruba Al Omed?
Paretz Meruba Al Omed.
Now we have 23. Now we have 23. Is Paretz, and we only have actually the 40 is not correct. I should have had a 20 there. Now that should be a 20. All right. So instead of 40, it should be 20.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's 40, then it's okay.
Right. There should be a 20 here. So you'd have 23 is Parut and 20 is Omed. So cross out the 40 there. So it would be Parut's Meruba Al HaOmed. So the this question, there's two ways of looking at this, right? And that's a machlokas. That is a machlokas. If you look at Gimel. So Gimel is clearly a case, you have 20 of Omed, well, does you have 15 is a Pirtza, and you have 20 of Omed. What would you say is a din there?
Well, my question is, what's on this side?
That's nothing. That's where it begins. It begins at that point, by the 20. There's nothing on the other side of the 20. All right? So what would you say about 20, 15, and 20?
Okay, Omed Meruba Al HaParetz.
The only thing is, remember, what's the maximum pirtza that you can have?
Esther.
So what about the 15?
It's too much.
It's too much in the middle. So there, this is an example where it's Omed Meruba Al HaParetz. The only problem is that the pirtza is 15. It's more than Yud Amos. It's more than Yud Amos. Follow? So look at one other example at Dalit. So here you see an extreme example of where the machlok is the Chazon Ish on the one hand, and then Rav Moshe Feinstein and Mishnah Brura on the other hand. Whether we look at this globally or we look at it individually. So you have two Pirtza, one Omed, right? Two Pirtza, then you have seven Omed. And on the other side, you have the same situation. Two Pirtza, one Omed, two Pirtza. So if you look at it globally, how much Pirtza do you have globally? You have 8, right? 2, 4, 6, 8.
Yeah.
Globally, you have a Pirtza of 8. But and then the Omed, what do you have? You have 1 and 7 and 1.
9.
Which is 9. So globally, this is Omed Meruba Al HaParetz. Correct? So here also, if you look at this globally, it's Omed Meruba Al HaParetz. But if you look at it sectionally, that in each side of the omer of seven, you're going to have asi avira de haigisa, vavira de haigisa, umavata leila mechitzasa, right? So the 2, 4 and the one, the 2 and the 2 and the 1 really is a pirtza. They have a pirtza of 5. And the same thing on the other side. You're going to have a pirtza of 5. So you have a total pirtza of 10 and only an omed of 7. So it'll be paratz maruba al ha-omed. So this is a big machlokes. You know, again, how do we apply these halachas of omed maruba al ha-paratz? Is it globally, or do we look at it sectionally? So now they had, like, you know, in Seagate in Brooklyn, you know, they had terrible damage during the hurricane. But so there was a specific case where there was a guardhouse, right?
It's a closed community.
Exactly. So they're dealing with mechitzos. But on either side of the guardhouse, so most of the area was mukaf. They had a great mechitzo all around. But by the guardhouse, on either side, it was open. And if you took the two sides that were open and you added them together, they were more than the width of the guardhouse.
Really?
Yeah. So if you say Asa Viro de Hai Gisa, Viro de Hai Gisa, Umavata Leila Michitaso, then the guardhouse and the two side areas, two pirtzas now, become one big pirtza.
Mm-hmm.
And that pirtza is more than Yuramos. And that would be Mavatal, the whole Michitza, even though the rest of the area has a Michitza.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look at it globally, each of the areas on either side of the mechitza was less than Yud Amos. So then, then it would be okay globally. So, what if you have such a situation? There is a way to be misakin.
Close it. Close the.
How do you close it?
Put a
case. No, but let's say you can't close it. There's an easier way.
Put a camel.
But look, they don't have camels in Seagate. Look at Gimel again. You see Gimel? So you know what I can do by Gimel? I can do a Tzuras HaPesach. So we haven't really learned Tzuras HaPesach yet, but we know what a Tzuras HaPesach is, right? Kana Mikan, Bekana Mikan, Bekana Al Gabehem, a doorpost, okay? So I have 15 Amos here. 15 Amos here is more than a Pesach, more than the Yud Amos, so that parcels the area. So I can make a Tzuras HaPesach between each side of where the omeds are.
Mm.
And that's how I'm sucking that opening. Okay? Truth of the matter is, the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be 15 amos. The Tzuras HaPesach can be 5 amos. Correct?
Yeah, just to cut it down.
Cut it down to 10. Right. They cut down the Tzuras HaPesach to 10. So let's just read the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Samach Beis, Sif Ches, Parutz Meruba Al Ha'omed Asur. Okay, that's what we learned. Pirtza is greater, and this sounds like it's globally. Elo Im Kain Kol Pirtza Mehem Pechusa Mishlosha Tfachim. Unless each Pirtza is less than 3 tefachim. So here, this is very interesting. This halacha we didn't mention yet. We said if the total pirtzas, even though the pirtzas are less than yud amos, are greater than the total omed, it's paras merubah al omed, it's pasul. What if each pirtza is so small, it's less than gimel tefachim? There's a pirtza of 2 tefachim, a pirtza of 2 tefachim, a pirtza of 2 tefachim, and when I add up all those 2 tefachim pirtzas, they add up to more than the omed. There it's kosher. Why? Because a pirtza that's less than gimel tefachim,
it's considered part of the.
That's a din of lavud. Okay? In other words, it's not even considered an opening. Lavud is halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. That if it's less than gimel tefachim, it's filled in. So here you can have, you know, you have these picket fences sometimes. So, you know, the picket, the actual omed itself is very narrow. and there's a lot of pirtzes. The pirtzes could, each pirtzah could be twice as wide as the omet, right? So when I add up all the pirtzes, they'll add up to more than all the omets, and it'll be parts berub al omet. But if the pirtzes in that picket fence are less than gimel tfachim, then that fence would be a good mechitza. And that you have all the time, you know, when you would have these fences. You know, it's rare that fences are going to be all filled in. They're going to have gaps. So this is a very important halacha here. Very important halacha. It's less than gimel tfachim. So this din of Omed Merubah Laparetz is an incredible chiddush of the Chazon Ish. In modern day cities, I'm talking about even Bnei Brak, don't have to come to Manhattan. Chazon Ish was in Bnei Brak. We have Omed. We have something in every big city. If you go down Amsterdam Avenue, I'm going north south of Amsterdam Avenue, right? I look to the west. Do I have any walls there?
Buildings?
All the apartment buildings. All the apartment buildings. So from 181st Street to 190th Street, right? Is it, and there are gaps along the way either, or along the way also. What are the gaps?
They're small. They don't
well, what are the gaps? What are the gaps? The side streets.
Yeah.
The streets that are perpendicular to Amsterdam Avenue. But if I add up the entire area, including the buildings, apartment buildings, and the side street gaps, right, from 181st to 190th, is it going to be Omed Merubah LaParetz or Paretz Merubah LaOmed?
Probably Omed Merubah LaParetz.
It is Omed Merubah LaParetz, easily.
Unless you have a real wide street like 181st.
Right.
So don't count 181st.
Right. Right, that's why I said from 181st
right.
Gone.
Yeah.
And even if you have 181st, the area between 181st and 182nd is a very long area. So it's Omed Merubah al HaParet. So based on what we learned, though, is that good? It can be a psul, even though it's Omed Merubah al HaParet. What's the psul? Exactly. So that it is. Is it more than 18 feet between perpendicular 182nd Street? That's more than Yud Amos, excuse me. Okay? That's more than Yud Amos. That is more than Yud Amos. So what did we say? What do you do if you have a situation with more than
Yud Amos?
Surah Sapesa. You use a Surah Sapesa. So there's only one issue. It's another very important thing where, again, we haven't really learned Surah
Pesach.
One second. We haven't really learned Surah Pesach in detail, obviously. There's a lot to learn. But the Rambam has a chumrah on Surah Pesach. He says as follows, and this is also in Simon Shin Samach Beis, in the middle of Halacha Yud. Ula HaRambam, says the Mechaber, Ein Surah Pesach Moel Lepirza Yoser Me'et Me'eser. It doesn't work when?
It's more than
when the pirtzah is more than Eser Amos. Okay?
So then it never works. Because
what do you?
More than Eser, if it's more than Eser, it doesn't. If it's Eser, it's good.
No, that's if there's Omed Merubah LaParetz.
Yeah.
Okay? But let's say in my backyard, I remember years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we went to Mount Airy Lodge for Pesach. So they kashered it just for Pesach. And the Mashgiach was very, very good there. He gave shiurim also, you know, and he made an Eruv. You know, there was a golf course. They made an Eruv around the whole area, Mount Airy, so people would be able to carry. The one day, there's only one day Shabbos of the Yontif you can carry, you know. So he made the Eruv so that there were posts, vertical posts, every 18 feet. Why did he do that? To be Yotze, the Shita of the Rambam. Every Eser Amos, he would have those posts. All right? Now, when we say that Eser Amos up to Esrei Amos is a Pesach, that's when the rest is closed in. You follow? When the rest is closed in, then Esrei Amos, you don't need anything, even according to Rambam. You don't need it through a Pesach. Then Esrei Amos is a Pesach. But when the rest is open, then it's a lot more than Esrei Amos. So the Rambam is saying, if you have an area that's more than Esrei Amos, you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach. Our Tzuras HaPesach is a lot more than Esrei Amos if we use. I always said, so you know, many times people will not use an Eruv, but it's very rare that they'll be able to explain to you why they don't use the Eruv. You know? Machmir, this. What are you Machmir on? You don't even. But if somebody tells you, I machmir like the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah says here on this Mechaber, so he says in Simon Kata Nun Ches, in Simon Kata Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nachon lochosh ledivri haRambam. The Mishnah Berurah says, you should try to be careful and be sensitive to the sheet of the Rambam. So if somebody tells you that they're machmir, they don't carry any eruv because the tzuras haPesach are more than yud amos apart, then what do you say to him?
Rambam.
Rambam, will you say, tavo alecha bracha? Kamachmir tavo alav bracha. You're machmir for a valid reason. Ve'limchos bi'ara mekilin. But don't tell anybody else not to carry. But they surely have everybody else shita to be somich on. It's the Rambam who is Machmir. Okay? In the Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Smag and the Smak also hold like that. Okay? Okay, but there's surely many other Rishonim that don't hold like the Rambam, so you surely have who to be Somechan. Okay? That's the principle in Erevin, and that's the principle all the time. Hamachmir Tovo Olav Bracha, the Elimchos. So one second. So we're back to our case on Amsterdam Avenue in Chazon Ish and B'nai Brak. The building, apartment buildings, and the side streets, which are pirtzos, but are more than Yud Amos, are totally omed meruba al haparot. So now, can I put up a Tzuras HaPesach between the buildings? It's more than Yud Amos, according to most of the shitas, I can. But if I want an Erev, even according to the Rambam, can I put up a Tzuras HaPesach there? It's more than Yud Amos. So listen to the next few words in the Mechaber. So again, Ul HaRambam Ein Tzuras HaPesach Moel Lepirtza Yoser Mi Eser Ela Im Kein Omeid Meruba Al HaParot. Except in the case where what? Where the entire length is omed meruba al haparutz. Then, says the Rambam, the parutz area you can take care of with the Tzuras HaPesach, even if the parutz area is what? More than Yud Amos. So that means I can have an Eruv on Amsterdam Avenue using the building that's even according to the Rambam. You say all the shittos. And that's what the Chazon Ish worked out in B'nai Brak. Question is, why would the, according to the Rambam, what's the nafka mina? Why, if it's omed meruba al haparot, can you use the Tzuras HaPesach for more than Yud Amos? And if it's not omed meruba al haparot, like here in Teaneck, so if my Erev goes down River Road, my telephone poles with the wires, right, my Tzuras HaPesach, there's no omed meruba al haparot. There's no omed there at all. It's only Tzuras HaPesach, right? So how is that omed meruba al haparot? So according to Rambam, I can't make the Tzuras HaPesach longer than 18 feet. Our Tzuras HaPesach are a lot more than 18 feet, right? A lot more than 18 feet. So why in River Road, according to the Rambam, you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach more than 18 feet, Yud Amos? But on Amsterdam Avenue, where it's omed meruba al haparot, I can. Why? So here, most achronim assume that when it's omed meruba al haparot, like on Amsterdam Avenue, midoraisa, it's a good mechitza. But midoraisa, I don't care that the perpendicular side street a pirtzos of more than yud amos. It doesn't matter. Because the total omed merub al haparetz midoraisa is good. So now I only have a problem midorabbanon. So if the issue that you're dealing with, that you want to be misakin, is only midorabbanon, then the Rambam says it's okay to use a surah of Pesach that's more than yud amos. On a drabbanon level, you can use a surah of Pesach that's more than yud amos. Now, it's, you know, the Rambam, I say on a drabbanon level, you know, will the Rambam say any time it's on a drabbanon level? Probably not. Probably just by omed merub al haparetz. Because I could argue it's possible that the eruv we have here is also only midrabbanon. We, you know, maybe the area, this is not a reshus harabim in deraisa, according to the sheet of Samach Ribo, 600,000. So the Tzuras HaPesach Hayav and River Road is also dealing with the drabbanon issue. I'm not sure the Rambam will say that. I think the Rambam only says it by omed merub al haparetz. That's the way the Mechaber brings it down here, you know? The only time you can make an eruv for more than yud amos, it's a pesach for more than yud amos, according to the Rambam, is if it's omed merub al haparetz.
According to the Rambam, our eruv is no good.
The chorah, that's correct. So that's why, if somebody tells you that they're machmir not to carry in our eruv, and you ask them why, and they tell because I'm choshesh, but the sheet of the Rambam, you can't have a tzuras haPesach of more than yud amos, you say tov alecha bracha. Okay? But that's a big chiddush. Like, I know in YU, you know, forget about the eruv around Manhattan, there's a separate eruv in Washington Heights now, in the YU area, and it now goes over to the, what's referred to the Breuer's area, because, you know, now, you know, what's moved in there, it's unbelievable.
Who moved in?
A single scene there, are you kidding?
Washington Heights?
Oh, really? You know, Mount Sinai, you know, the shul there, 400 members now.
The one that's near the bridge?
No, not the one that's near the bridge. The one that's down on Broadway. Broadway and like 186th. Oh, yeah. The shul was just about dead 20 years ago.
So it's
gentrified. Oh, are you kidding?
It's not students from YU.
There's a lot of singles that only from the Upper West Side move there.
It's more affordable.
More affordable, and then even non from people. A lot of people moved into Washington Heights, become a gentrified neighborhood there. So omed merub al haparetz, even according to the Rambam, you can make it through the Pesach of more than yud amos, and they utilize that in the Washington Heights area so that you have an eruv.
So
that's good according to everybody.
Places to buy kosher food and meat.
Everything.
Oh, that's interesting. I had no idea.
Right. Okay.
That's the real Upper West. upper. I met a guy.